If any of you read my bio, you'll notice that I spent most of my life playing in an orchestra. And as a conductor, I've been very, very fortunate. Could you imagine my very first conducting job is conducting this band? My colleague from the San Jose Symphony, Phil Zahorsky, is the conductor emeritus, and he actually put this band together and made it the band it was. And when he had had enough of wind conducting, he said, "Geez, do you want the band?" And I had to think about it. I think it took me about 3 nanoseconds to come up with a yes. But I discovered really quickly that as much experience as I had had as a professional tuba player, I was really lame as a conductor. And I stood in front of these guys and I discovered that I had a lot to learn in terms of conducting. And thankfully, a group like this can really make anybody sound good or look good. And I discovered very early in my career that a conductor is very much like a baseball manager. They get too much credit, not enough blame. And so, as a tuba player, I played a lot of music that I really didn't particularly care for. Among those is the New World Symphony. If you know the tuba part, you know, the symphony is 45 minutes long and the tuba plays 7 half notes in the second movement. I got a lot of reading done whenever we do that. And as a professional tuba player, I played the Nutcracker Ballet over 600 times. They lost my music 5 years ago and they don't know it yet. That's why I get 20 motorcycle magazines a month, so I have something to read while I'm doing all those damn Nutcrackers. But when I was given the opportunity to conduct this band, I came up with one absolute, and that is I'll never conduct any music that I don't love. And so every piece that you hear tonight touches us all right here. So the last piece we're going to play for you is the Adam Gorb Away Day, and this piece is a monster in band repertoire. And I was handed this score by my colleague Tim Smith, who says, "Oh, would you mind running a rehearsal for me?" So I said, "Sure, what do you want me to rehearse?" He said, "Adam Gorb's Away Day." And I said, "Well, what is that?" He goes, "Well, it's standard band repertoire." And I said, "Okay." So he hands me the score, and I'm looking at this monster piece, and I had like 2 days to learn it before I had to stand up in front of a university wind ensemble and play it. And Linda will tell you, I got no sleep those 2 nights because this piece is so ghastly difficult to conduct. But you can't tell by the way these guys play it. And so, again, like a baseball manager, a conductor gets too much credit. Not enough blame.